fresh out of high school, glad cause he hated it. Everybody in the senior class would call him gay, but it never bothered him. His name Jonathan, best friend Julie, she was cool, she went to prom with him. The principal said prom was no place for a queer couple. If he showed up with a boy, then there'd be real trouble. Empty threats. But what really got to him is that his boyfriend didn't want to go to prom with him. Boyfriend Roderick kept his secret closeted, scared to come out into this world of zero tolerance. Kinda popular, played a lot of politics. Jonathan was book smart, just received a scholarship. Off to college, wanted Roderick to follow him. He'd see him in the halls, but Rod would never acknowledge him. Away from school though, he was so affectionate. John had a good thing, no use in upsetting it. Besides the college, everything would be different. Everyone is educated, no one would be tripping, huh? He had it all figured out, plus his parents were excited just to get him out the house. So they bought him a ticket, even bought one for Roderick. Set to leave the end of summer, they would pay for all of it. So excited on his way to work it in and out. End of his shift, he drove straight up to Roderick's house. He hopped out, saw him with his crew. He walked right up, he was ready to share the news. It had been a few days, he forgot how much he missed him. So excited that he moved in and kissed him. Roderick dissed him, threw him to the floor. He said, "You faggot, what you have to go and do that for?" Looked at his homies, "Y'all know I'm not gay." They just shook their heads, turned and walked away. Now he's screaming at Jonathan, what the hell was wrong with him? John said, "Okay, it's over, let's be honest then. They never knew the real you, they're not your real friends." He drove away and vowed to never speak to him again. It had been a few weeks before John left the college. He thought that they should speak, scared to do it for fear of rejection. But either way, he knew the world would never accept them.
Dear America, when you tell gay Americans that they can't serve their country openly or marry the person that they love, you're telling that to kids.
Too. Roderick was 17, in and out of jail since 10. Never knew his father or spent time with any other men. He started running in them circles with the hustlers, gangbanging, dope slanging, had some loyal customers. Locked him up at a very young age, found religion and it ended all his criminal ways. He also found his first boyfriend when he was locked up. Came home conflicted, so he really didn't talk much. The beginnings of a double life. The chaplain back in juvie used to tell him that it wasn't right. His bond with God was so strong. It was until he met John. And it felt so perfect, but suffering eternal damnation, was it worth it? He still had to see him. It had been 2 years, he knew that he could never leave him. So he lived in fear of God's wrath. The preacher said God loves us all except fags, and that made him so mad he started packing his bags. Said he'd run away with John until it went all bad.
Like, did you hear about him? Like,
yeah, I always knew, like, John was
a I mean, like, Jonathan, that's my friend. Roderick? He's my gay best friend, of course. Really? But, like, Roderick? The Bible he fucking says kissed him. He tried to fuck me.
He said Roderick kissed him.
What the fuck?
At his house.
I don't know.
Right in front of his boys.
Do you think I have something? Should I go get tested?
He tried to beat him up and play it off.
Fucking piece of shit, faggot. What a fucking bitch.
Fucking cunt.
I fucking hate him.
The big incident. John slipped in front of his friends and started kissing him. Now everything was different. He shut him out, never thought about forgiving him. Until he got that text, John wanted to meet up the day after next. They met at In-N-Out on his dinner break, but he was so mad that he couldn't look him in the face. Soon as he spoke, they both started crying. Said he missed him so much, he felt like he was dying. John said, "I can't describe how much I missed you." That's when Roderick pulled his pistol. He shot him right between the eyes, then turned it on himself because he refused to live a lie. Suicide was against his beliefs, but he knew it was the only way they'd ever find peace.